Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 3-5, The Day of Seven, Part 13, Aggressive Freestyle Walking. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 29th day of the 10th month.
Sit right down, then you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it. Hey, tomorrow, hey, don't go away. Halls of freedom just might come away.
Dear Dan, thinking back, I can remember many instances throughout the Day of Seven of the Lord sending messages of comfort, confirmation, and instruction in small, granular amounts, just by having me hear a mere scrap of information here and there. One time while I was out walking, I came to the place where the trail behind my house intersects with the road. There was a swing gate there at the time to keep unofficial vehicles from entering the trail. The gate was made of galvanized heavy gauge square hollow steel, with a lateral height of at least 4 feet. It was in the early evening so that the light was sort of dim, but one could still see well enough to discern activity. Suddenly a young man came walking rapidly past me and said something. I turned to better hear what he said. Then I saw him take one step onto the gate with one foot. I immediately thought how unusual that looked, since the gate was way too high for a person of normal size just to step up, or to be able to get a foot on the gate, without at least jumping up first, rather than taking what looked like a normal step. This guy was only a little taller than me. While he was stepping onto, and then down on the other side of the gate, he looked back at me and asked if I had ever heard of aggressive freestyle walking, and that one needed to wear studded shoes, or shoes with spikes, or something like that. He didn't stop but just kept on going. The whole exchange seemed weird and out of place, but it occurred at a time when my whole life seemed weird and out of place. After some thought, I realized the Lord was saying that I needed to be aggressive in my walk in His freedom. That is what a lot of the current spiritual war is about. Freedom to be in Christ, and He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Another time I was out walking in the evening twilight on the trail, and I came upon several young people. One had a gas can. I made a friendly inquiry as to what they were doing. They said, "Our brother is out of gas." Later on I knew they were angels, talking about me. I was the one that was out of gas. On another walk I passed a group of young people. I was smoking a cigarette, and one of them, a young man that was dressed like a punk rocker, asked what brand I was smoking. I showed him my pack of smokes, which happened to be more menthol. He took one look and said, "Hey man, those things will kill you." I looked back at him and said, "I'm already dead. How can you kill a dead man?" The angel just smiled, patted me on the shoulder, and kept on going. Another time I was walking, and all of a sudden a horse and rider came up out of the brush onto the trail. I asked the rider what kind of horse he had. "Tennessee Walker," he replied, and rode on. I think my attitude after that was something like, "Alright already, Lord. I get it. I get it." Blessings. Roman Thus Theophilus.
He can make
laughing, but no one seems to know what it is that makes them go. Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find